mostly sunny skies. At AM 1150, 101.7 FM, WDEL, where it's time for it.
That's what happens when you read the script and it didn't put the period between the I and the T. It's time for it. Stephen King's It. Which I will not watch. Anybody else here freaked out by clowns? Matt?
I'm not freaked out by clowns. I just don't trust them.
That's fair
enough. Just like I don't trust mascots.
Really?
Yeah.
You got a thing about mascots, huh?
A childhood experience ruined mascots for me.
Oh, we'll have to hear about that, man. What about Mike Phillips? Mike? Any coulrophobia?
You know, I worked out in Illinois, where the number one freak clown resided for quite a while.
Oh, my God. Gacy.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah. All you got to see is one picture of him as the clown, and you're done.
And so has it affected you personally with clowns?
Personally, no.
Oh, okay.
But I can see where it gets people.
Well, I think people pretty much know that I'm freaked out by clowns. At least around here, everyone knows.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll. I went off on a guy, and I didn't because it came into my office and blocked the door. It was a guy who's like the nicest, sweetest guy in the whole wide world.
Sure.
Dressed as a clown, but it. So I just say it. It's IT Matt. If you have any digital devices not working right, save the bench fee. Ask IT Matt, 302-529-1017. If you're looking to buy something, get some good advice first. As hundreds have, it's Ask IT Matt, Matt Fidelli. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
So, you said you were freaked out by a clown?
No, not clown, by a mascot.
Check. Oh, mascot. Yeah, mascot. Okay.
No, I just don't trust clowns.
Wait, did you want to be on the air there, Mike? Did you want to be on the air?
No.
Okay.
Although my daughter has a problem with mascots, too, so you're not...
Oh, I'm going to keep you on, then, because I'm interested in this.
Well, I gotta go, but that's why I said check.
Oh, you should have gone earlier.
Give me a check, please.
You know, it's like being in the car. Kids, you always go before you get in the car.
Check, please.
Okay, bye. So, what happened with the mascot?
All right, so this is Catholic University. My brother was a junior there. The Cardinal, you know, thought it'd be funny to take my baseball hat and put it on his head. And then started to walk around.
Okay.
I told him, don't take it. Now, I'm a little kid.
Yeah, how old are you at this time?
Maybe 13, 14.
Okay, so a smart mouth teenage kid.
Yeah.
All right.
And this is a college kid in a mascot suit.
As a cardinal.
As the cardinal, the Catholic University Cardinals. Yeah.
Yeah.
He takes my hat.
Now, was he dressed up as the bird cardinal?
Yes.
Or as the Catholic cardinal?
No, he's dressed up as a bird cardinal.
Like overseeing the bishops.
No, I know what you're talking about now, the okay. bird cardinal. So the big fat head.
A ginormous, he's got a mitre, the big mitre hat on his head. No.
No, that'll be the Pope, I think. Anyways, so he takes my baseball hat, I forget what kind it was, but point being is I told him not to take it. And so he
took it.
He took off my head and then put it on top of his head, and of course now he's, you know, 7 feet tall with my hat.
You can't reach it.
I can't reach it, so I'm begging for it. And then he decides to just walk away. Like, I go and kick him.
You kicked the mascot where? In the leg?
In the leg, yep.
Yeah.
So then he takes my hat and tosses it, like, it was my brother's basketball game, so he tossed it, like, in the court area.
Really?
And I went and got it, and then I got yelled at for kicking him.
Well, wait, was the game in progress?
The game was in progress, but it was on the sidelines.
But he threw the hat into the court.
Yeah.
And the game's in progress?
Yes.
Well, that's when you throw the mascot out.
Well, yeah.
And so, what do you mean you got in trouble? Define trouble.
I got yelled at.
By whom?
All I remember is my dad yelling at me.
Your dad.
But I'm sure my dad got talking to by someone else.
Oh, wow.
Because he wouldn't have done that to me. Yeah, I mean, my dad wouldn't have. He saw what was going on, so my dad would have been like.
So now you don't like mascots in general?
I don't. Trust them.
You don't trust them.
I don't trust them or clowns, because clowns don't know when to stop. They think that their job is to make you happy and enjoy whatever's going on, but they don't know when to stop.
And you're
going
to enjoy this. You'll be happy, damn it.
Exactly.
Whether you like it or not.
Yes.
You're going to laugh. You're going to be happy.
They took me off pretty quickly.
I think I was, I think I went to a party. I'm not so sure, but I was a little kid, probably like 4 years old or something, maybe five, and there was a clown with a dirty costume. I've thought about this for quite a bit. Yeah, so clowns freak me out.
Yeah, they don't freak me out, they just annoy me.
They actually put a name to this in the 80s.
What?
Coulrophobia, C-O-U-L-R, let's see, O-phobia. Coulrophobia. Could be an A. I don't know.
Coulrophobia.
Anyway, I don't understand. I've not looked up to see where the name comes from, whatever. All I know is that if you dress up as a clown, don't sneak up on me. Because I don't mean to. When I go to an event and there's clowns, I'm pretty cool with it now. I'm able to deal with it. But there was a time when I just couldn't get near them. Don't come near me. Yada, yada, yada. Some nice lady dressed as a clown said, hey, well, come talk with me. But I said, lady, you're dressed up as a clown. Clowns freak me out. Now's not the time. Mm-hmm. And that was it.
She didn't bug you anymore?
No, she walked away, and which was nice. And I realize it's weird to be freaked out by clowns. I accept that. I accept my weirdness in being freaked out by clowns.
Yeah.
But it still exists. And, yeah, there have been two times when someone snuck up on me as a clown, and the first time really did not go well at all.
I know one of the times here. I know about that.
Here, I was just, there was no physical violence. I just yelled. And I swear, oh my gosh, I had people coming from, like, how far is the general manager's office? Down the hallway about 30 yards.
Pretty far away.
And then you take a left-hand turn for another 15 yards. And he came down and said, you okay? Because he heard me swearing. And then I found out who it was in the clown outfit, and I apologized to him in person, by email, and by phone. Oh, yeah. Because clown.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, believe it or not, this is Ask IT Matt. We're supposed to talk about technical stuff.
We're talking about clowns and
I know
mascots here.
So, the text line 302-529-1017, and the phone. If you have any technical problem or you want to buy something, let Matt know. You know what I'd like to know about?
What?
Dash cams.
There we go.
GoPros and dash cams. How much research have you put into dash cams?
Not a lot, but I've looked at a bunch of reviews. I use a Vava, V-A-V-A dash cam.
Why?
Why? Because it's compact. It's easy to move between car and car as long as you have the mounts. And it records in HD. It records actually in two formats, HD and SD. So the point of the SD is so you can view it real quick on your phone.
Uh-huh.
It'll play back on your phone just fine. The HD is meant for your computer so you can take it to court. If anything were to happen. That way it's in full HD. There's no question. There's audio being recorded as well.
How much time does it record?
You can set it to you can change it to only when there's an accident. Like it has motion sensors on it. So if it detects, it records, if it's in that mode, it records 24/7, but only saves the files when there's an incident. So it records, I think, 10 seconds prior and 30 seconds after. So it's that small little window of you ramming into someone. Or something,
right,
ramming
it'll
into you.
Save that a little bit before, okay.
Right. I have it set to 24 hours a day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And it'll save 24 hours worth of video?
As long as your car can hold it, yes.
What do you mean?
It uses micro SD cards to store.
Okay, so how big a card do you have?
I have 128 gigs.
That's not so ginormous. 128
no.
gigs is pretty normal stuff.
I'm thinking about going to 250.
I've got a camera card that's bigger than that. 128, you said?
128.
Okay. And how much video does that hold? 24 hours easily, right?
At least, I can guarantee you 12 hours.
Does it automatically record, start recording over what it's already recorded once it reaches 12 hours?
Once it runs out of space,
yeah,
it will delete the last file.
Okay.
So it deletes its oldest first.
Right.
And then it just records over that.
What if you see something like something goofy and you say, oh, wow, this is going to go viral, and you save, how do you save it?
Well, it comes with a little, looks like a, you know, the dash buttons from Amazon?
Yeah.
You just press it and order, you know, more laundry detergent?
Right.
Something like that. It comes with one of those. You press it once, it takes a 10-second video.
Okay.
Or, I'm sorry, you tap it once, it takes a picture, tap it, or you hold it down, it'll beep and get 10 seconds of video.
Okay.
So it'll fall under the emergency section of the SD card.
So let's say that you have it running 24/7 and you actually started running at 6 o'clock in the morning, but there's something at 8 o'clock you'd want to save because you saw something happen on the street you thought was interesting or funny or stupid or whatever. Can you actually...
It's time-stamped.
It's time-stamped.
All the videos are time-stamped, yep.
Interesting.
And with the date, on your phone you set it up with the date in the current time.
Yeah.
And then you want miles per hour or kilometers per hour. So it actually records your speed, too, with the GPS connection, and it's time-stamped for everything.
Does it send anything up to the cloud?
No. It's all in the SD card.
Let's get to Rich, a TV VCR player deal thing he's got going on. Rich, say hi to Matt.
Yeah, hi, Matt. First of all, Rick, I want to thank you for having the cat ladies on. I think you should have them on periodically. They do such wonderful work.
Well, thank you. Do you have cats?
I feed cats, strays, but there's not many around anymore. And I want to warn people, fall is coming, winter's coming, and the mice are going to try to get in the house from outdoors.
So,
and these cats, they help control the mouse population.
Yeah, that's a good thought. All right, what's your question for Matt?
Okay, I have a TV VCR player. You know, the TV set with the cassette that goes underneath it?
Yeah.
It will not accept the cassette anymore. Now, there's nothing inside. I made sure of that. How hard would that be to fix? You have to take everything apart?
You're going to have to, and I bet you the worm gear is probably broken.
The worm gear?
That's what it sounds like. Either the worm gear or the gear that's driven by a little rubber band type thing on the motor.
Oh, bound to break sooner or later.
Oh, yeah.
I had some questions before, and you told me to, I said, where can you get a TV VCR anymore? And you told me that Walmart carries them. Walmart Prices Corner?
Well, Walmart anywhere, really. Walmart.com. So
well, that's the closest one here. So I went over there, and they said they don't carry them. You'd have to call a number or something. They didn't have any for sale there.
No, they're going to have them in stock.
They're not going to show it on the store shelves.
No.
But they can
order. That's what I was expecting, yeah.
They can order it for you and have it shipped to the store.
So that's what you have to go online and take a look at Walmart.com, see what you like, and have it shipped to the store.
Or you can talk to the associate, and they can order it, and they have it shipped to the store. So,
okay then.
All right, sir.
So it's a worse problem than I thought. Then something that is bound to break sooner or later, and it evidently has.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much.
Now, or what you can do is you said it plays cassettes, like video cassettes, right?
Yeah, the video cassettes, the movies and stuff.
Yeah, right. I say go DVDs. That's what you want to do. All right, my friend. Thanks, Rich. Yeah. Get a DVD one. As long as you're in the market for something new, step it up, man. Get the DVDs.
Right, now we're going to streaming.
Well, there's that. You know, you save. So you're on Verizon Fios, and you buy the movie, and it's stored. But you actually get to keep the movie, like if you go to Comcast, for example.
Right.
You're going to lose it, aren't you?
That's why I don't order anything through my provider, because I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep it. Now, what I do like is Vudu, which is Walmart's video streaming service.
Okay.
And you buy movies through there, and it connects with Google. So I can go on YouTube and watch the movie.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And it saves it to your Google account.
Well, somehow it connects to your Google account.
Yeah.
I don't remember if I signed into it. I forget what I did. It's so many years ago. But I can go on YouTube.com and type in, let's say, Frozen. Movie Frozen for my kids, I can just type it in, sign in as me, and then it just plays because I already have the license to watch it.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
My daughter is... she used to be obsessed with the movie. She had to watch it over and over and over. Then she hates it.
Yeah.
And I told her Frozen 2 was coming out, and she's like, I don't want to watch it.
Really?
Because I think she did. She made the mistake that I made with Back to the Future.
Oh, really?
Right. I watched Back to the Future, the first one. I got on Betamax from the public library.
Uh-huh.
I watched it, rewound it, and watched it again. And after that, I was sick of it. So, yeah, I spent 3 hours of my life watching the exact same movie.
Yeah, I can't think of anything that I liked that much that I watched, and I can't watch it. Well, I don't know.
That's the only movie I've done with the exact same, you know, I stopped, rewound it, and played it back.
All right, this is a great text line question at 302-529-1017. What movies have you seen so many times you just can't watch them anymore? 302-529-1017. Because I'm thinking, it's not possible, but it is possible. For example, I've seen every Terminator movie.
I have too, yeah.
So many times. You know how sometimes you'll see a movie on TV, like a Harry Potter movie comes on, and you think, oh, I got to watch this. Well, why? I've got the DVD.
Right.
I got the director's cut, the whole thing, but I'll still watch it on TV.
I won't.
Well, I will, and I know many people listening will as well, which is, I don't know why, even because you got commercials, but I'm that way with Terminator now. Now I'm done watching Terminator movies. I can't watch any Terminator movies because I've seen them so often, I know everything's going to happen.
Right.
I'm just sick of them.
Do you know why I can't watch movies on TV? I get so involved in the movie, emotionally, physically, and everything. I get my little popcorn, I get my little soda, and I just sit there and watch, and then the commercials, I feel like they're just a distraction.
Oh, yeah.
They break the continuity of what's going on. So they always break it right when something's going on. So a big explosion happens, and then, well, today we have Sensodyne. We're going to be a Batista White. And you're like,
what?
I just got, my adrenaline was pumping, you know, the big explosion.
They had the big cliffhanger.
Exactly. And now I'm learning about Sensodyne.
Yeah, right.
So it's just, I can't do it. So
you put it in the DVD if you have the movie.
I have all my stuff digital now.
See, I've been using DVDs because I suspect that if I ever, like, cut the cable, get rid of Verizon, those movies are gone. Gone.
But no, I'm talking about I have my own digital library at home.
I understand. But you have DVDs, right?
I have DVDs that I converted over to...
Into hard drive.
Right.
Okay, gotcha. Maybe that's what I should... I don't know if I can. Can you do that with a Verizon Fios or a Comcast? You buy the movie, it's stored digitally, but can you actually put that onto an external hard drive and save it?
That you cannot.
See?
I've got the DVDs I converted over to the hard drive. So.
And that's why the great movies, like the Sherlock Holmes movies I like so much, and that we both like. We both love these movies. So many of them I like that we like. We'll actually go out and buy the DVD figuring that we're likely going to lose anything we just save.
Right. I mean, that's also why I'm on Vudu. I mean, it lessens what you're talking about because I'm not staying with one provider in terms of Comcast or Verizon.
That's the key.
That I'm terrified to buy anything from my provider because if I go and switch to Fios, I bet you I'm going to lose it.
That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, if anyone knows out there, please tell me. Do you keep it or not? That's, you know,
if you figure it out a way, yeah. All right, it's 302-529-1017, 529-1017, and is there a movie that you just can't watch anymore because you've seen it so many times?
Got a tech question? Ask IT Matt. Call 529-1017. The Rick Jensen Show. On AM 1150 and 101.7 FM WDEL.
This is Ask IT Matt. He's a wizard, I tell you. A genuine, bona fide wizard when it comes to things digital. And he's here for you. If you have any digital devices not working right or looking to buy something, bring it. 302-529-1017.
So Comcast has stepped up to the plate. They will give you a free streaming box if you have the internet-only package, which means that they will be putting Comcast TV in your home, whether you like it or not.
Really? Free streaming box?
Right, but it'll cost you $5 a month later on.
How much later on?
It just says initially it's free, and then it'll cost you $5 later on.
Well, five isn't so much, right?
Well, especially when you buy Roku for $3.
Oh, yeah, Roku, $3.
Remember,
yeah.
It's $5 a month. Times that by 12, that's $60.
That's real money.
Times it by 2 years, that's 120.
Yeah, I know, and I still haven't cut the cable. And I look at my bill, and I get all angry. I go, like, why am I wasting all this money? I still haven't done it.
Although it was a great time. I talked to Comcast. I had an issue with my modem. And I bought my own modem. I have a Netgear Nighthawk modem.
Okay.
And they told me that I can't have it.
You can't have it. You can't have an extra, a different modem.
Right. And I said, well, you guys activated it. I just need you guys to reset it because I don't have the procedure to do the refresh command.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You have to call them up and ask for a refresh. And, you can't have this. I said, well, you guys authenticated it. I went to your Xfinity.com website and bought what is on your website.
Yeah.
So, therefore, fix it.
And
they're like, oh, okay.
Just like that.
Once they realized I went and did the research, they're like, okay, we'll do it.
Man.
They want to push a button, read a script, and get you off the phone.
Yeah, but it's Weasley when they say you can't have that.
Yeah.
Do you ever get their name or employee number or anything like that? And
if they cause me trouble, I will. And then I'll blast them on Twitter.
Blast them on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
You don't call and try to find someone in management or something like that and get them in real trouble then.
Because I guarantee you they're going to hand it over to their buddy. Hi, I'm Mr. Manager.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, thank you, bye. And then nothing happens.
Because it's not Mr. Manager.
No.
It's Mr. Friend in the cubicle next door.
Yeah.
And then they laugh and go, way to go. That's right, man. Let's go get a beer.
Yeah.
All right, what's coming up?
Talk about Facebook and how they're entering your house.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want.
Yep.
The Rick Jensen Show. On AM 1150 and 101.7 FM WDEL.
This is Ask IT Matt. So if you have any digital devices not working right, save the bench fee. Call 302-529-1017. You can text at 302-529-1017. And Matt, okay. Who's the guy over there waving furiously through the window?
I don't know.
Okay, it looks like Mike Phillips. Traffic Watch with an update on the wreck on 95. What's up, man?
Yeah, you know, I told Chris that I just stepped away from the desk for just a second, and, you know, things went down the tubes pretty quick. 95 southbound is currently blocked in the middle of Churchman's Marsh. All lanes are blocked. Part of it is that the emergency equipment is coming to the scene, going northbound in the southbound lanes to get there. But Jim just called in from the from 95, said there's a pretty healthy debris field. So we're going to keep close eyes on this. But I can tell you for at least 5 minutes now, 95 southbound has been closed in Churchman's Marsh. So we know how that is going to go for the rest of the afternoon.
All right, so the bottom line is save time. You want to avoid that.
95 southbound right now, just south of 141, is not the place to be. And we'll update you top of the hour.
So I guess Kirkwood Highway would be a good way to get around that then?
Yeah, westbound Route 4 is already backed up into Stanton. You might want to think about 13. That'll probably back up for a bit as well. So,
okay.
Fun afternoon ahead.
Hey, that's why we have Traffic Watch here on AM 1150, 101.7 FM, WDEL. Save your time. Gotta know, right? Even if it interrupts, ask IT Matt. Because...
Sorry, Matt.
It's more important. Sorry.
It's job one, dude. Or two. Traffic changes almost as much as the weather. Right. All right, Mike. We'll keep it here.
So before we left, I mentioned that Facebook is trying to go into your house now.
Really?
So they introduced the Portal TV, a video chat camera accessory for your television. So you remember Skype when you had Skype cameras for your TV?
Yeah, it used to be free.
Right. Now Facebook is doing the exact same thing, only using the Facebook platform. On your TV. It sells for $149, or you can get two and save $50.
Whoop-de-doo.
So it'd be $250.
Why do I want this?
So you can chat with families and friends.
Oh, so
video
it's a,
chat.
But it's a camera on the TV. It's not like a home security thing.
No. It's just a camera that hooks up to Facebook, and you can video chat with your friends and family.
Through Facebook?
Through Facebook's video chat service, yes.
Okay. And why do you feel compelled to go through Facebook? What does Facebook do that regular Skype would not do? Even though, I don't think, last time I looked at Skype, it's not free anymore. Is it?
There's a free version of it, but it's not as feature-packed as it used to be.
I think that was the problem. We were doing Skype with multiple locations, and you couldn't do it.
I mean, I use Facebook or Gmail, you know, it's communicator, to talk with friends abroad.
Okay.
So that way we're not paying for minutes or paying for services that cost us money to talk, you know, abroad. Like my friend in Germany. I will call her through Facebook Messenger. That's all she ever uses is Facebook, so that's the only way I can talk to her.
But we don't trust Facebook, and we shouldn't trust Facebook because of them. Basically, you are the product of Facebook. How are they going to turn this then? How are they going to monetize you when you use this service? That's what I'm wondering. How are they going to monetize you? Are they going to have some sort of software that recognizes what kind of shirt you're wearing, and then they're going to send you ads for more shirts like that? Or I mean, I really don't trust Facebook.
I don't either. And there's, I forget what it was. I was looking at, I was actually talking to someone in my house about a product.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would be cool to have. I really wish I could remember it. I'm having a complete blank right now. It showed up in my Google searches.
Of course. Because like, you have Google Assistant with the voice?
I have Alexa.
Okay.
But my phone, I use my phone to go search. So my phone was probably listening to what I was saying.
Sure.
And I was like, that was just weird.
So that's what happens. So
it was like an off-topic thing. I it just came to mind that moment. Like, I haven't, let's just call it a TV. Let's say I never knew what a TV was. Oh, this TV, wow, what? I want a TV. And then I go on Google or, you know, use my phone, and there's a Google advertisement.
For a TV, right. Yes.
It was one of those type of scenarios.
Because it's always monitoring you.
Yeah.
And what you have advised all of us, Matt, is to turn off Alexa, turn off Google Assistant, turn off whatever you're using on the iPhone app or things like that. To turn them, actually turn them off. Otherwise, they're going to listen to you. They're going to monitor you. And we've also heard from the news stories that you've brought, and we've heard from national news stories too, that they have people whose job it is to listen to all of your intimate conversations on the phone, whether it's with the doctor, or maybe you're hubba hubba at night and you left the phone by the nightstand, and they're hearing all that kind of stuff, and recording it and joking about it and stuff like that.
Oh, Amazon's already said that their contract engineers have heard that happen. I've said that on the show before.
Yeah.
They've heard people doing it.
And I bet they're recording it and sharing it with friends and things like that. Next thing you know, there's going to be a blackmail story. And people will still continue to leave the thing on, leave it open like it's no big deal.
Facebook's saying they can't afford not to compete with other devices like this.
Yeah, we can't afford not to record all your personal private information.
Yeah.
We can't survive if we don't have all your personal private information. We thought the NSA was a problem. Sure, it is, but Facebook, Google, and all the others.
So Japan has now showed us again that we are behind in technology. Starbucks Japan is now selling pens that have a built-in NFC wallet.
What?
So you know that the tap you do with a credit card?
Yeah.
They do it with pens.
With pens.
Pens.
You know how many pens I lose?
This is a pen you're not going to lose.
If you're going to be a pen thief, man, now it's going to really pay to be a pen thief. You can steal someone's bank account.
I'm not entirely sure, you know, speaking of that, you know, if you get stolen, how do you authenticate that it's yours? I mean,
right.
It just talks about that Starbucks is, it's called the Starbucks Touch. It has an NFC reader and it links to a digital wallet. It works on the technology they have out there, which is, it goes into more terminology. It's talking about how they developed the technology and it's in
blah, 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 whatever. So. Yeah. But the thing is, you take someone's pen, someone else's pen, and you swipe it over there and you get yourself a latte and run away.
Leave your phone at home and get down to Starbucks and use the pen to buy your coffee.
Good grief.
Yeah.
No, it's just more ways to get your information out there. I understand it's more convenient, but the more convenience we have, the more protections we need, because that convenience also comes along with a big threat.
Oh, okay. So if I keep reading, I'll get an idea. It doesn't directly connect to your credit card or your bank information. You have to put money on it.
Okay.
So there's one security right there.
So if I'm stealing your pen, I'm picking your pocket, and I'm getting cash.
Right. Essentially, yeah.
Right.
Only for Starbucks.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't use it anywhere else. Comes in black, silver, and white, and it come with 4,000, or it costs 4,000 yen, which includes 1,000 yen preloaded.
4,000 yen, that's 25 cents American, right?
It's 37 cents. I'm sorry, $37 total,
yeah.
Which is about 27 cents, yeah.
Well, the good news, I mean, for me personally, the good news is I never have to worry about that because I think Starbucks sucks.
Okay.
Although I have had a triple pump chai there. It wasn't so bad.
Oh, this is actually the fourth product in the Starbucks Touch line in Japan.
Yeah.
Which also includes a phone case and a flask.
A flask?
A flask. You put a flask, put coffee in a flask?
They got whiskey there in Japan under the Starbucks?
Yeah. So, Taiga Motors developed the Orca. It is a electric watercraft. And it has about 180 horsepower.
Does it look like a giant killer whale?
It does. The paint scheme does.
Does it?
It has a top speed of 65 miles an hour.
That's not the one that jumps out of the water like
you think of the dolphin thing.
Yeah.
No,
that's awesome.
This looks like a jet ski, but it's paint scheme. It looks like a killer whale.
Like a killer whale.
Yep.
Okay.
So 65 miles an hour, you get a 5-year, 12,000 mile warranty.
65, that's pretty good.
Yeah. It lasts 2 hours.
2 hours?
You have 2 hours at full tilt, yeah.
So don't go out to sea more than 45 minutes because you just don't know for sure.
Yes, don't go too far because you have to come back and it takes forever to recharge.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I support what they did, but come on, guys.
Here's a bad idea.
Go talk to Tesla, get their batteries installed.
Yeah, exactly. Depend upon the battery to get you back to shore.
So the price range is $10,000 to $18,000.
Well, fortunately, they do have these boat tow services you could pay for. So if something happens with you when you're out in the ocean, you just send a message, I'm out of battery juice or I'm out of gas, and they send a boat out and they tow you back in.
I want to retract that statement. It's $24,000.
$24,000 what?
Dollars.
Oh, really?
They're using Kawasaki as a starting point, which then they cost $10,000 to $18,000. That's what it was.
How much did you say at first?
I said it was $10,000 to $18,000 for the Orca jet ski.
No.
But that, it's... reading too far ahead. That's Kawasaki's jet skis.
Right. So it's 24 grand.
24 grand for their 2 hour battery life.
For 2 hours. Exactly.
It says it will sell more expensive models for $28,000 with more features.
It might work well in Rehoboth Bay. In Rehoboth Bay, you go out there, and you go out there for like an hour and a half, and you realize, oh, I don't have enough juice to get back. Wait till low tide, and then you can walk from sandbar to sandbar to sandbar and get yourself back to shore.
Yeah, so most of it is carbon fiber, so there's your reason why it costs so much.
Yeah.
It weighs 580 pounds. 275 of it is just the batteries.
Whoa.
So half of the weight is the batteries.
Really?
Yes, is what it says here. Coming for the batteries alone is what it says.
So, but you, can't you recharge them in salt water?
No, you get electric.
You get stuck. Look, I saw the professor on Gilligan's Island. I saw he took a couple of coconuts and salt water and made a battery. Why, if the professor can do this on Gilligan's Island, why can't you?
Okay, get a potato and two wires and get a clock. You got yourself a clock radio.
There you go. And so if you run out of juice and you're on the ocean and it's salt water, there you go. Good luck.
Yeah. So
right. Matt's just looking at me like, you dork.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
So let's go from talking about expensive Orca watercraft that you can probably buy on Amazon to Amazon.
By the way, here's the thing. You mentioned, is your phone on? Yeah. I just want to know if Orca's come up on your phone. Because you have Siri?
I have Siri.
Okay. And Siri's hearing you. Hey, Siri, Matt wants to buy an Orca thing.
Well, I understand. I turned the Hey Siri off.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
You always do that.
No, I turned it off and just left it off. Well, she was bugging me.
Yeah?
So I was talking to someone down in Arkansas. Yeah, I know. I go to Arkansas. There's nothing there. I can tell you that much.
Oh, I have a very bad idea.
My friend's kid is Siri.
What? You have a friend who named his kid Siri?
It's not spelled the same, but yes. So I was like, hey, Siri, come over here. And my friend was like, how can I help you? I'm like, okay, you're turned off.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's a bad idea. Yeah. Naming your kid Siri.
Yeah. All right.
What's the Google activation? I don't know that one.
Hey, Google.
Hey, Google. Don't name your kids Google.
Hey, Google, play WDEL 101.7. We'll see how many of them turn on.
See, I think it's a great idea.
Or hey, Alexa.
Hey, Siri, turn on WDEL.
Ooh, I'm going to try this. Hey, Alexa, call mom.
So for all of you who have a radio on in the room, yeah.
Yep.
Look what you just did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was listening to STW on my home radio, and I have Alexa, and Nancy Johnson was talking about Alexa, and she goes, hey, Alexa, play WSCW 93. And it played.
It played.
I was like,
she's on the air. Yeah.
I was like, Nancy, you can't do that.
That's, by the way, the finest pop music radio station on the Eastern Seaboard, 93.7 FM WSTW.
So, real quick, before we go to the phone call, I see it. Amazon reportedly changed its search results to boost more profitable products.
Why? I'm shocked. Shocked, I say, that they would lie to people.
Yeah. All right, let's go to line one, please.
Okay, Ed, say hi to Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's going on?
Talked to you before on cutting the cord. Hey, I got a comment for you guys dealing with cable companies.
Okay.
Years ago, I was living in St. Louis, and over a period of about 6 months, can't remember if it was Cox or cable, we kept losing signal, having to, it would dump what we'd recorded on the DVR. We weren't getting service like 15 days out of 30. So I finally got a little fed up, and I happened to see an article in the newspaper about the Cox or Cable board meeting, and it said who the secretary was. So I just happened to write him a letter and said, hey, I've had your service for 6 months, and it really stinks, and I think you need to do something about it. I actually got a call from the corporate office and said, hey, we're going to have a manager calling you within the next hour. We're giving you your money back for the last 6 months, and we're going to give you another 6 months free.
Wow.
That's nice.
So, I get that guy's, address and name in case I ever moved back there and had the same problem,
Yeah. Do you mind if I pop your little bubble real quick? Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, I don't want to insult you. These advertisers, Cox, Cable, Comcast, Files, they spend, $30,000 for a 30-second commercial on the low off-peak times.
Yeah.
It's cheaper for them to give him the 6 months worth of service than to spend the $30,000 advertising for one person.
Yeah, but what about fixing the problem?
Well, that's up to them. You know, if they fix it, great. I'm all for that. But what I'm saying is that I'm kind of piggybacking off what you said. That's why when you ask for things from your cable company, they're like, sure, we'll give it to you.
Because it's cheaper.
It's cheaper for them to give it to you than to spend the advertising dollars to replace you.
Right. So it's more costly to replace anybody that they lose than to give you another 6 months or a year.
Yeah.
Right. So, by the way, you had specific problems with the service. Did they fix those specific problems?
Yeah, they did. They actually came in and stripped the wiring out of the house and ran all new stuff.
Wow.
I love hearing vendors actually doing what they're supposed to be doing.
That is fantastic. Thank you for the happy call, man. I appreciate that.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right, take care, man. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, no.
Appreciate that.
You know, you guys are on the road. I got a comment from someone saying she loves hearing my show on Wednesdays after her staff meeting.
Okay.
So I'm glad that, hey, if you're out there, you want to make a phone call, say hi, go right ahead, give us a call, 529-1017. So, yes, I do actually check everything that I get.
Fine. When we come back,
we'll talk about Wi-Fi and how the faster version has officially launched today.
Got a tech question? Ask IT Matt. Call 529-1017. 1017 FM WDEL.
All right, it's Ask IT Matt. He's a real IT guy with real solutions to real problems. You can always email Matt at therickjensenshow.com because we're winding down the program now.
Yes, and I want to do a quick shout-out to Kathy Swan Kearns. So she's the person I mentioned before the break that she loves hearing me after her Wednesday meetings. So there's a shout-out to her.
Thanks, Kath.
There you go.
It's awesome.
Okay, so I have to switch tabs here. Wi-Fi 6, what is it and what does it really mean for me?
Yeah.
Wi-Fi 6 will be the next generation of phones and devices.
So phones.
Phones and devices.
Okay.
The laptops.
This is the Wi-Fi that you access through your device, right?
Right. It's a different standard.
Okay.
It's actually going to be the new standard.
Okay.
What it does is it allows faster speeds between devices. And allows you, you're not going to see the speeds on the internet because your provider is going to produce so many speeds for you.
Yeah, they'll throttle you.
Right, they'll throttle you. So if you're paying for 250 megabits down,
But are you talking about like the speed between your laptop and your printer if you're on Wi-Fi?
That can be increased, yeah.
Okay.
So this is going forward.
Right.
This is not what you have currently. Currently, you have Wi-Fi 5. So if you've seen on the box, it says AC. B, G, all these letters, they get rid of all these things.
The letters are gone.
Letters are gone, and now it's 1 through 6
What did those letters even mean?
It was the different generations and different capabilities of the Wi-Fi signal.
Okay.
So, to the simple person...
That's me. I'm the simple person.
But
all I want to know is, that I just want to work,
AC is the fastest.
Okay.
G is step down from that, and B is a step down for that, and A is a step down from that. So
right.
They decided to go backwards, I guess. And now they're trying to simplify it to 1 through 6. So Wi-Fi 6 is the next generation of Wi-Fi. It still does the same basic thing, connect you to your internet.
Yeah.
Just with a bunch of additional technologies to make it happen more effectively, speeding up connections in its process. It's also a requirement, and that's the standard by all the Wi-Fi community, to have more security.
Well,
that's the big thing right there.
Is there ever going to be a serious question? Is anything ever going to really be secure?
In short stints. So Wi-Fi 6 would be secure for, let's just say, 6 months until someone figures out how to break it.
Gotcha.
And then we start back over again.
All right. That's what I, just really sucks.
I knew where you were going with that.
Yeah. All righty. Well, good stuff, man. I appreciate it. Every Wednesday after the news at 3 o'clock, Matt comes in. So remember, if you've got a problem, hang on to it, and you can ask IT Matt next week.
Yes. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or just want to talk, you can email me, Matt at the Rick Jensen Show, or find me on Facebook at Ask IT Matt.